Good morning, MGTOW man. This is the mount, and what I've done with it is basically that there is a mass. You know, it's pretty fucking it's incompressible. That the foam, the density of the foam, the silicon sealant. So what I've done is, with very careful cutting, I've cut a hole in one side, out the other side, you know, and I've cut a hole straight through the middle, so that reduces the amount of material to support the sprung mass, you know what I mean? And there's, I think it might be about right, but this is how you test it, you know? Not sort of, see, before, see, every sort of, that's what I said to Newton. I said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, you know? So, yeah, that there before was sort of immovable, but because I've cut some of that material away, I can now get a lot more sort of springing on it. And see, if you set up springing for a very, see, the car has variable, I'll just do something for a moment. I want to show you this because it's really important. It's making you smarter. Oh, get in there, fuck you. God. We'll give it, let's hang on a sec. Close the orifice. I don't know if you can sort of see that. But there's the one of the frequencies. Better just take a sip off the top. Yeah, that's maybe the other holder. Come on, open, you fuck. But there, So there's a whole heap of links in the system, so it's not a full wave frequency. But that's how much that is a sort of symbolic slice of the harmonics of the car up into the cup and the cup mass of the water and the cup holder. And when we give the car a bit of a rev, see, so while the camera is on the mount, we can say, see, the camera is oscillating through all the connections going up into the fucking and what we're going to be aiming for, because I'd see, you can get really sophisticated about this by basically, you know, loading the corks, loading the camera onto, at the very best, for, again, all the variables such as temperature and velocity and all this sort of stuff. But if you could float the camera on a bunch of corks in a tray full of honey, technically, technically, you could, you know, float the fucking camera, you know, the camera would be isolated. So here we are, the sort of shuddering from a lack of throttle and just not pulling away sort of with enough power and just sort of sliding the camera out. But you can see, the idea is not to get, I can build it, but the general fucking idea is not to make, is to make fairly simple and robust camera mounts that sort of quench, that sort of quench out the fucking most of the vibration. Now what that really firm mount did is, before I cut away at it, is it isolated a lot of different frequencies, frequent or parts of the frequency range that the camera would normally fucking oscillate at, but it would be pretty fucking stiff, you know. Oh God. Just use this as a measure on the bloody. Oh, come on, go fast. Yeah, no worries, mate. It was coming up behind me and just, I'm going slow and I'm only going a little distance. And I'm turning off, you know. I'm just testing the camera because you'll find there's some frequencies, like what's coming up through the road, and how the vehicle responds to that through the suspension, the tyres, and all that sort of shit, you know. It's going to sort of, what I want is the best under the circuit, is the best under the sort of circumstances. So I don't want, I would like, a camera mount, because this is moving relative, the camera is moving relative to the windscreen. Okay, so what that looks like, fuck, it's hard to see through that. Oh, that's not good. Yes, we've had, I don't know, 12 or 14 millimetres of rain. And everything's those fun little signs that say dry weather road only. Oh fuck, I wonder why they put that up there. Well, this is not a dry weather road only, but you know what I mean. It's an untopped dirt road, you know. So there's the camera's movement relative to the windscreen, which is one measure. And then there's the fucking cameras. We'll get a little bit of speed up here. And then we get you don't go gawking at the fucking camera while there's bloody, you know, other shit round to be bloody minding. And then these are where the compression ripples are in the road. We slow down. So you can see them. Oh, that's all right, yeah, it's okay. See the compression ripples in the road? There we are. So if we aim for the fucking compression ripples, that's a highly, not an abnormal state, but you know, proportionally, out of, you know, all the thousands of kilometres of road that I drive, there's not much of that around, you know what I mean? Proportionally, most of it's sealed highway, so there's no point in getting camera mounts that are very soft and compliant and that will isolate the camera from compression ripples. You know, the whole vehicle's just shuddering, you know. But, you know, so there's no point in making up something that works really well on that and everything else, you know. What it is 99.999% of all my fucking driving is on sealed highways. And some of them are comparatively good, and some of them are comparatively not very fucking good at all. You know? I think, you know, oh fuck, I lost in thought. So I'll go to high beam, not that there's much of that. But what this camera mount is to set up is to sort of float the camera to give it sort of soft mounts so that it tends not, rather than absolute, so if we can make it so that it vibrates at the vibration on reasonably fair sort of road is marginal, you know. So by modifying the way that that rubber, that, oh fuck, I forget what the chemical name, it's called EVA, you know, it's a type of closed cell sort of foam. But, you know, by modifying the amount of foam and how that mount sort of, because it's not a very springy sort of foam, it'll sort of bounce back, but it's sort of like cold molasses, you know what I mean? It's not bouncy, bouncy sort of. It's not like sponge rubber, you know, where you drop a little tennis ball onto it and it sort of somewhat lamely sort of, you know, bounces off, you know. You know, shit you make cushions out of. But, you know, it will absorb and convert into energy a lot of that sort of the energy of the sort of differential motions between the fucking components, between the car body and the camera, you know. And so, you know, if there's too much taken out, it'll get really sloppy, and there's not enough taken out, it'll, you know, and it'll go sort of squishy and go all over the fucking place. And if there's not enough taken out, it will vibrate just like as if it's a solid piece of the car, or almost like as if it's a solid piece of the car, like it's sort of, you know, bolted to the fucking dashboard, you know. So everything, the car vibrates like shit over, the camera vibrates like shit over as well. So that's the sort of balance. It's a sort of not the ideal solution, but a pretty fucking good solution. And the good thing about cutting out the fucking foam, whoa, that's going to get deep. Is this that doesn't have to perform fantabulously well under all conditions. It just means, you know, I sort of want to present a reasonably good shake-free fucking image to you of the road ahead, you know. So there's the combination of the car's inherent sort of vibrations from, see, study this on a frame by frame basis. See, it might take a little bit more trimming of, say, more of that I'll just pause it here. Got something to do. New trucks. Yeah, so shit. You see, this is what I'd consider fairly good highway, and then we get to a sort of a freshly made stretch just up here. You can see how the camera fucking oscillates. you know, sort of. But I mean, this is not bad, but because the camera mounts are much less stiffer, it means it vibrates very easily. You know, it's sort of, its motion to what's being, you know, it's not sort of floating in free air, hung suspended by a thin little elastic band. It's a, you know, see the shaking and shit, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So that's on ducks. Oops. Come on. You silly cunts. I like ducks. They're good. See, so that's a vibration test. Go past. Hey, you fucking cockhead. Rampant homosexual. Oh my god, I'm so offended. He called a homosexual a homosexual. So that's the sort of testing what it reveals. And dear patrons, so you saw at the very start of the video where I showed you by selectively sort of cutting out parts of the middle layer. I'd ended up with four sort of pillars, and it's one of those things. It's like sometimes, you know, you can have like a sort of supercomputer of elastomers and harmonics and frequencies and, you know, all that sort of shit. Or what you can do is try sort of incremental changes a bit at a time. I just got to get out for a fucking piss. So, you know, sometimes you can do it. I do most of my stuff by intuition. I go, that's a little bit. And I go, yeah, that looks about right. And it works. It almost always does. I very rarely fuck up. And it tends to work really fucking well. But in some processes, is that le truck? And yeah, but in some processes, especially with vibration and oscillation and all this sort of shit. The foam's going to respond at different frequencies at different temperatures and two different frequencies. Here comes le truck. Turn on my blinker. And so he knows he doesn't have to run me over. The good thing about getting hit by a truck like that is you don't have much to fucking worry about. There's nothing fucking left to pick up, you know. So why worry? Just stay the fuck away out of their path, you know. And don't fuck them around, as in like get in their pathway. It's like I watch these videos mostly from America where stupid cunts will, you know, overtake a truck, and then when they're not very far ahead of it, they'll just jump on the brakes, you know. And then go, oh, he fucking hit me, he hit me, oh my God, I'm a victim, fucking insurance, you know. And I think cunts that do that should be just dragged out of their car and have the absolute fucking shit punched out of them for that kind of fucking stunt, you know. It just, it's so stupid. It's really fucking stupid. I've seen, you know, bits and pieces of cars that have gone in front of fucking trucks and it's turned into a huge disaster area with the truck being smashed up and going off the road and everybody that was alive in that car no longer is, you know what I mean? Because the stupid cunts failing to pay attention or wanting to try on bullshit stunts, you know. And yeah, fuck, you know. But yeah, so anyway, with this fucking camera mount, the idea might be to try, because of the amount of foam in there, that I can thin down the little bit of a pillar. There's basically a centre hollow core with a sort of a cross, you know, a tunnel way that's a cross in design. A cross, as in a space cross, you know. In the sort of hollowed out section, but I might be able to sort of try just cutting a little bit away from the front pillars, you know, the two front corner fucking pieces, you know, and thin them out a bit. Just take off, say, 3 or 4 mil, slice out a little bit, see how that goes, and then just trial it, you know what I mean? And the thing about all this sort of stuff is that if I cut out too much and it goes squishy, you know, the camera just flops all over the place like a soft cock on a trampoline. Then I can always squirt a little bit of and I can always squirt a little bit of silicone sealant as a rubber, as an elastomer, which has sort of squishy and flexible properties, which is different to the EVA foam, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean? I can cut it out and put it back in, kind of stuff, you know. Whereas a sort of solid slab of EVA fucking silicone sealant is pretty damn firm. Little bits of it are actually fairly sort of pliable, you know. Again, it all depends on how wide and how thick and how much fucking load they're sort of carrying, or how much is being pushed on and off them on some sort of, and at what sort of frequency and stuff. So, yeah. So you've seen how it operates. And we'll turn off towards the great unknown. But you could say this is not a, this is a fair representation of the roads. So the highway isn't fucking, the camera's still oscillating like all fuck. There's more compression ripples. And the camera vibrates like mad over them, you know, relative to, it's the cars, or far out. This is fun. I don't think I should, you know, like, I don't sort of give too much of a fuck, but these dirt roads, it's got, you can hear the topping because you can hear the gravel hitting the underside of the car as it flings up with the mud, you know. But, you know, this is, well, I'm not watching the camera much right now. A bit more light. And second gear is an appropriate sort of gear because just, you got a lot of torque. You don't need a lot of top end speed, but you need the power to maintain the fucking forward momentum, you know what I mean? You can't afford to fucking, on roads like this, you don't go, oh, bit of a puddle, might be a bit sort of sinky in there. I think I'll slow right down. And then when you slow right down, you can't, you either lose your momentum and get bogged, and get stuck in the fucking mud. You can hear the back wheel spinning. Yeah, this is real bad. Oh, far out. So you can hear, yeah, you just got to maintain your fucking momentum, you know what I mean? So if you come across a big wet patch that you sort of can't get round, or it doesn't look like, you know, like the puddle is like 3 foot fucking deep from someone getting a tractor bogged there and, you know, went up to the axle on one wheel or some shit. So, yeah. So we'll give it 100 k's an hour on this bit. And this is a real bad time for kangaroos because the water soaks up all, everything that's wet soaks up the light, you know. And kangaroos are notoriously hard to see when it's been raining and they're a bit on the wet side too, you know. They don't reflect much light in the first place. And when they're wet, they just soak up all the fucking light. And are really fucking hard to see till you're on top of them. So that's partly the fogginess is the mist. Turn off here. So, dear patrons, we're going to give it a short burst. This would is what I would regard as sort of reasonable. That's enough of that. That's about 100 k's an hour, and I didn't fucking like it. I don't like, because all the trees and shit and forest is up near the fucking side of the road. I'll just give you a bit of a off the fucking gravel. See. This is this fucking dirt road shit, you know. Underneath that thin layer of gravel is all the soft dirt that was once sort of ploughed up and moved to the side to make the road, and that mud, you know. Yeah, and that mud is like fucking, it's been raining, it's been wet, not pissing down, but the ground is wet, like down to like a few metres, you know, and the water's sort of starting to stand in the puddles, you know, on the side of the road for a few days. So the ground's slowly building up its sort of saturation level, and yeah. So, you know, the camera fucking end all this filming here. So you go off that little bit of gravel there on the side of the road, and you're in into stuff that's like what is it, Port, what's it called, it's like Trifle, yeah, where they get like things like cake, sponge cake, and then they add jelly and fruit and fucking whole heap of port wine, and there's a whole heap of varieties of the general sort of theme. But it's not a bad, I mean, as a kid you eat fucking anything, but as a because the cake is so porous it just soaks up all the wine, but this dirt here is so porous from all the bugs that become, when it gets a bit damp, it's just full of living things, and it's just tunneled like Swiss cheese. There's just thousands of fucking holes everywhere in it. And it's a very, very, very fine alluvial sort of clay. That means it's, you know, granite and shit that's been hammered away at the top of the mountains by lightning and weathering and moss and all sorts of shit that eat you know, what's that rock? Basalt or granite, you know? And So mixed that sort of minerals, those minerals, pulverized into super fine fucking dust, and then mixed with organic matter and turned into fucking, like a, you know, a super fine Swiss cheese. It's just billions of fucking, from microscopic holes to holes you can poke your finger down. That ground, as soon as it sort of really starts to soak up the water, it turns into bloody mud that, you know, if there's enough rain, you can sort of, the car will sort of sink out of sight, you know. You know, it'll tend to float a bit, you know, that's once it's up to the belly pan, you know, in the mud. But, yeah, you know, quite capable of fucking sinking out of fucking sight. So when you go off the road, you're fucked, you know. There's one lovely farmer man, very butch man with a big He-Man tractor. He said, I think those terms of, I'm bringing them back into vogue. None of this feminist fucking drivel. Yeah, but once this very butch and very butch man with farmer with his big He-Man tractor, he looked at my car that was stuck up to the floor pan and he said, looks like you're fucked. You know, the front wheels had gone off the fucking gravel into the dirt, you know. Because I'd driven them, lack of experience, and, you know. Yeah, he said that. You know. And you don't do it again. You make very... When it's been raining for a while, especially if it's been raining for a while, you make sure of what you fucking... If you drive off-road or off the gravel, you make very sure of what it is you're driving, going to be driving onto or into, you know. You know, and be sure to carry a fucking winch. You know. So, yeah. Thank you, MGTOW Man, for your time and attention, and I hope this is an educational of how to develop a really good suspension system for your camera so under some circumstances the camera floats and it floats really well and doesn't shake all over the place, you know, and the conditions I'm setting this up for is the typical fucking Australian sealed road, you know, which is, you know, pretty good. It's not, a lot of the stuff fucking can be bloody appalling, like launching you into orbit type stuff, but most of it's pretty good, actually. You know, the guys on the road crews do a really good job, and I think sometimes, because I'm such a fucking expert, I'm such a Mr. Know-it-all, I'd like to see them change so that they're actually, instead of applying new bitumen over all the lumps and bumps, that they actually increase the span so that the valleys, the little valleys between the lumps are filled up. And so it averages out over a much, say, 10 or 20 metres, you know, rather than just following all the contours. That's about it. But, yeah. All right, thank you very much, MGTOW Man. Bye.